Collaboration is the name of the game. To be successful in today's business world, we need to collaborate in everything we do, with our peers, with our stakeholders, in our teams, within the hierarchy, and with outside organizations in strategic alliances. In the collaborative business world, no one can go it alone. This is the Collaborative Business Podcast, and my name is Peter Simons. In the previous episodes of the Collaborative Business Podcast, I've been in conversation with many guests. Most often these conversations were about their experiences in strategic alliances and the lessons they learned along the way. In today's episode, we will go back to the beginning, and we will have a look at one of the basic elements that needs to be in place when creating alliances, the value proposition. It has been said before, collaboration with outside parties is now more important than ever before. More and more people starting to understand this, and more often alliances are created to grow their businesses. However, there is still a high failure rate connected to alliances. Many companies understand that they need to collaborate, but they fail to make their partnership successful. The reasons for this are most of the time preventable reasons, and they often point back to the lack of proper understanding of alliances. The companies that do understand how to partner successfully will be the ones that will thrive in their business. Many companies, small and large, still dive into partnerships for the wrong reasons. The question, if partnering is the right solution for your growth, question should be answered early on in the process. The decision to grow organically, acquire the technology, or to partner with another company should be fed by your company's strategy, and your department's strategy should be aligned with that. In these early stages, you should already determine what tool the answer is for your goal you have in mind. Each of the choices, to build, buy, or partner, will have their own advantages and disadvantages in growing your organization. This equally applies to larger organizations as well as to solo entrepreneurs. As a solo entrepreneur, you may not call it strategy. Perhaps you call it your mission or your purpose in business. But whatever you call it, the growth steps you make should be aligned with your reason for being in business. In the book Start With Why, Simon Sinek describes how companies and people who know their why are in general more successful than those who don't. Sinek describes what he calls the golden circle. In the middle, it has the why, in the circle around it, the how, and followed in the third circle, the what. Every organization should know the reason for being. They should know and be driven by their why. Unfortunately, as Sinek shares, many companies are working from the outside in. They know what they do and how they do it, but only few of them know why they do it. Highly successful companies with a great following and loyal customers work from the inside out. They know, according to Sinek, why they do what they do, and this drives their how and leads into the what. A similar thinking applies to creating partnerships and alliances on multiple levels. If your company knows why you are doing what you're doing, you know the how and the what. Initially, creating partnerships and alliances may be part of the how, but also within the how, you will need to know the why of choosing partnerships over another way of growing the company. Do know exactly why you are in an alliance before you establish one. Unfortunately, many companies just jump into a partnership due to an opportunistic approach, or simply because they, or their management, like each other and feel they need to do something together as companies. This is actually the worst reason for starting a partnership. Another reason companies jump too fast into alliances is because they are approached by another organization with a proposal to partner. The proposal might look very attractive, and this results in a partnership created too quickly. In both situations, it is essential to go back to the first stage and question your strategic rationale. Be very clear on your reason for partnering. One of the first things we need to do before starting an alliance is determine the value proposition. This will define what we want to do. Then we can move into the question how we want to do it. And in the words of Simon Sinek, we are exploring already the how and the what in our company's strategy. So what is a value proposition? Wikipedia describes a value proposition as a promise of value to be delivered and a belief from the customer that value will be experienced. For alliances and partnerships, we can make it a little bit more specific. So a value proposition in an alliance sense is the promise of a measurable benefit resulting from an alliance. Alliance value propositions are generally defined as a three-way win for you, your partner, and for your joint customer. This definition also clearly shows that the value proposition needs to deliver value to three parties, the two partners and the customer. It is important, very important, to be clear about the value proposition from all three angles. The value triangle needs to be in balance for good alliance success. I compare it often to a tripod used for photography. If one of the legs of the tripod is unstable, the photo is destined to fail. Defining the value proposition is an exercise with multiple phases to it. First, during your initial phase, you will determine the value proposition in a way that you would like to see it. Without an idea of the value proposition, it will be impossible to find a partner. Secondly, during your conversation with the partner and while designing the alliance, you will need to refine the value proposition. And then also when the alliance is launched and in progress, it is important to review the value proposition every now and then. Situations may change, markets may change, and perhaps insights change now you know the partner better. It is a good practice to review the value proposition during the existence of an alliance, and with that, often new opportunities are being discovered. Defining the value proposition may seem a trivial exercise, but it's one of the cornerstones of your alliance. When overlooked, you may find yourself in a later stage with an alliance that will not work as expected. For additional background reading on value propositions and other alliance-related topics, check the show notes at petersimons.com. And can you do me a favor? Can you leave me an honest review at iTunes? It will increase the visibility of this podcast and help other alliance professionals find it. That's it for this week. We'll be back next time. Until then.